So at Victoria Road pre-match between Dagenham, Redbridge and Wickham Wanderers, joined by journalist Brian Jeeves. Brian covers Southend United, Dagenham and Redbridge, a bit of Wickham's old enemy Colchester as well. Brian, let's talk about Wickham first of all. What do you think of this season? What a great turnaround.
It's been fantastic, hasn't it? They've done really well. I'll put that down to the manager, Gareth Ainsworth. He's got them playing the way he wants them to play. I've seen him a couple of times this year against Southend, home and away. Really impressed with them. They want to play football. They look nailed on for promotion. This is a game they'll expect to win, and I expect them to win it. Dagenham are in a bit of form, but I would expect them to win today.
And you saw them recently against Southend. Not Wickham's best performance, but they didn't get beat that day. You've seen a lot of teams play in League 2 against Southend. Where do you put Wickham up there? I mean, obviously the table doesn't lie, but they're a resilient side now, aren't they?
Yeah, they showed a lot of resilience that day. They got a point. Perhaps they should have... they shouldn't have got anything that day. I think Southend should have put the game out to bed, but that goes to show what sort of side they are. They hung in there, they got the point and could have won the game at the end. Certainly they're the best footballing side in this division. Burton Albion, another good side, they're up there for a reason. Bury, they're a late push for promotion, they could get in there. As for Southend, it's the same old failings really for them. It's down to not scoring enough goals, I'm afraid.
Why is that? I mean, the manager there didn't seem that popular to me with the locals.
He's a bit hit and miss with the locals, to be honest, but he's brought in a lot of midfield players. They play a tidy game, but it's not enough end product.
So we're nearing the end of the season now. Who's your tips to be the top three?
I think, to be honest, it's as it is at the moment. I can't see anyone getting in there. Bury are going to push it late, but I think it's the top three as it is at the moment.
And with your League One hat on, then you've seen our old enemy Colchester a few times. What can Wickham fans expect if they can get promotion this year, next season?
There is a bit of a gap between the leagues. That's the one thing I will say. Colchester have struggled this year, and I've seen them play some of the other struggling sides, but there is that gap. He'll probably need to get two or three more players in, which I'd expect him to do if they go up. And I'd expect any of the teams that are promoted to do much the same, to be honest. But there's no reason why they can't go up there, get themselves into a reasonable position in the league and perhaps push on for the playoffs.
And Dagenham and Redbridge, today's opponents for Wickham Wanderers, started dreadfully, really. Looked pretty much dead and buried halfway through the season. They've turned things around. What's been the secret?
Well, to be honest with you, I think at the start of the season, a big thing was they brought in Jamie Cureton. He scored goals for him. And to be honest, having that sort of player, you know, around the dressing room has got to help the younger players. Their form, as you said, since Christmas has been fantastic. And the last, I think, four wins out of the last five. As I said, I would expect Wickham to win the game today, but I think they're going to know they've been in a match at the end of it.
What's the prediction then?
I would say 2-1, Wickham.
Great stuff. Cheers, Brian.
Thanks very much.